I'm Rona Tarrant. Hurricane Florence was downgraded to a Category 1 storm as it progressed towards the southeast this morning. More than a million people along the coastlines of North Carolina, South Carolina and Virginia have been ordered to evacuate, while thousands have taken shelter in emergency facilities. Officials have warned the storm has the potential to kill a lot of people amid risks of catastrophic flooding. Cardinal Daniel DiNardo has said he's hopeful after meeting with Pope Francis to discuss the sexual abuse crisis in the US. The Cardinal was speaking after a meeting at the Vatican, which was attended by other senior church leaders, including Cardinal Sean O'Malley and Archbishop Jose Gomez. Cardinal DiNardo did not discuss the specifics of the private meeting, but said the Pope was well informed and attentive to what has happened to abuse victims in the US. He described the meeting as very fruitful and expressed his gratitude to the Pope. A Pennsylvania district attorney has cleared the bishop of the Fort Wayne South Bend Diocese of wrongdoing in an allegation of misconduct made earlier this year. Officials said Thursday that an investigation determined there was no basis to conclude that Bishop Kevin Rhodes ever engaged in a criminal or otherwise improper relationship with a man from the diocese. In a statement, the diocese welcomed the decision and thanked investigators for their swift and thorough work. A series of explosions in three towns north of Boston have left at least one person dead and more than a dozen others injured. State police confirmed 70 explosions, house fires, or reports of gas odours in the region Thursday. All of the homes were linked to the same gas lines, which are undergoing safety checks. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.